Daft Punk and Lose Yourself to Dance and David Bowie, Golden Years, which was used on the soundtrack for Trainspotting, which I watched a couple of weeks back as well.
Did you?
Trainspotting 2.
Mm.
It's actually slightly better on the second viewing than the first Trainspotting 2.
Was it?
Didn't quite get it the first time round, but it was improved with age. Not a big fan?
I'm not a huge fan of Trainspotting, though.
Mind.
Something with heads down, lose, isn't it? Things like that.
Oh, dear, how shocking. Disgusting. Avert your eyes immediately. The Full English Breakfast Show. Gradual lifting of borders has been proposed by the EU's executive in an attempt to kickstart a tourist industry hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. Going to be packing up your bucket and spade this summer?
I'm not going to go far.
No?
I've worked out I can go where I want to go within the 100 kilometres, so that's good news.
Oh.
I'll probably wait a little.
Let's go slightly further than that. Our message is we will have a tourist season this summer, said the Economic Affairs Commissioner Paolo Gentiloni. Borders closed across the UK, EU, of course, including the border-free Schengen zone, but they are starting to reopen. Austria and Germany have become the latest EU countries to agree to remove travel restrictions. Now, from this Friday, there will be random checks at border crossings, and then on the 15th of June, free movement should resume. UK travellers have already been warned not to expect lavish international holidays, with plans for a 14-day quarantine on air arrivals, but travel without quarantine will be possible to France and Ireland. Now, the scale of the crisis was illustrated by the travel giant TUI announcing the loss of up to 8,000 jobs worldwide, with plans to cut costs by 30%. Now, the European Commission said its guidance was based on the principles of safety and non-discrimination. Tourism provided almost 10% of Europe's economic output, and millions of jobs across the 27 member states rely on it. I'm not going to fly anywhere.
No, but you want to drive further, don't you?
I want to go to Bordeaux. Yeah,
well, they might not let you. I wouldn't, if I was them.
Well, good job you're not in charge of the French government then, isn't it? We'll see. Fingers crossed. This is Casey J. Pearson and Take Back the Radio. As we mentioned in the entertainment news, Billy Connolly has a new six-part documentary series starting on BBC Scotland, which will be well worth a look. Funny how the mere sound of somebody breaking wind is enough to raise a guffaw, isn't it?
One of the actresses brought a fart machine. It's a sort of a glass with, it looks like putty in it.
Oh, yeah, I got one of those.
And you shove your fingers in it. Right. And it's fantastic. Fantastically funny.
Yeah.
And one of the actresses was complaining that because we were smoking cigars in our dressing room, you know, Oliver Platt and everybody, we're all blown away there. And the smoke was going through the ventilator, and so this old actress was complaining. Until we went in with the farting machine, and Ollie stuck his bum in her door and did this. And she screamed with laughter, and thereafter we could smoke. We could do no wrong. And you know Steve Buscemi, he looks like a serial killer, you know.
Yeah.
People avoid him in the street like he's going to kidnap their children, you know. He's got that look. But he's actually a screamingly funny man. But we're all trying to do the best farts, you know. And I was trying to do those walking ones.
They're tough. They're very, very tough. You got to be careful.
The wee ones, And I could never get it right. But he was doing the splits in midair.
Oh.
He would run and go. And normally the director would say, I forgot, right, okay, it was funny the first time, lads. Let's get back to it. Let's remember why we're here. Why we're paying you the big bucks. But no, Stanley Tucci's got a machine of his own. He was joining in. It was the most joyful experience.
Yeah, did you ever light him?
I had a roadie who was brilliant. I've tried, but I can't fart just at will. I would love to be able to do that. And I can't raise one eyebrow. It's two things I'd love to be able to do.
All the things we wish
because
for.
Because just think how nice it would be to do both. You know, that flying into the air. But I can't do it. I can't.
Well, you know, I read a story the other day. The viewer sent me a story about a lady who was in a restaurant waiting for her date to arrive. And all of a sudden, just without warning, she let one go. And she was very embarrassed. The entire restaurant heard it. And she said to the waiter, stop that. He says, lady, which way is it heading?
Well, do you know what? It's supposed to be true that at the coronation, the Queen Mother of the was sitting beside the King of Tonga. Tonga.
Yeah.
That's right. And the horse farted in one of those carriages. And the Queen Mother says to the King of Tonga, I'm sorry. And he said, oh, I thought it was the horse.
okay, all right, okay. Time. Now let's remember why.
The thing that annoys me is people think they're childish. They're not childish jokes. They're funny. It's vulgar. Chaucer, Milton, they knew about stuff like that.
All right, now let's not forget why we're here.
Why are we here?
I don't know.
Reminds you of anything?
Yes, not that long ago. Yeah. Well, today's quiz, along the lines of the Feel Good Friday theme being films and songs, I'm going to either mention the film or the song, so you have to tell me one or the other. So, for example, if I say to you The Breakfast Club, the song from The Breakfast
Club.
Don't
You Forget About Me, Simple Minds.
Correct.
Only because somebody's just requested it.
Oh, no, that's cheating.
Thank you, Tony. No, it's just serendipity. That's what it is.
Okay, question number two. If I say Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Judy Garland.
Well done. And the film being? In actual fact, it would have been The Good Witch's birthday today, Burke, the actress.
It's not from The Wizard of Oz, is it?
It certainly is. Yes.
Over the Rainbow?
Yes.
God, I haven't watched that for a long time. I have to watch it again.
Get it out again.
Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead.
Yes, exactly. Well, it would have been her birthday today. Glinda.
The Witch.
Glinda, the Good Witch of the North, yes. And finally, High Society is the film. What's the song?
What a swell party this is. True Love.
Yes.
Yeah. Grace Kelly and... Yes. Bing Crosby.
Well done.
Okay.
Are you going to play it?
Of course I am.
Oh, it's one of my favourites.
Oh, well, you always make me play the third one, don't you?
Yeah. Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
Were you playing a game of Shall I Pick It Up or Not this morning?
No, it wasn't. It didn't connect when you rang through. Yeah, I know you get a little bit moody because then you've got to jog down to the other room to redial again, don't you, which gets you very excited.
It does get me very excited and gets me quite flustered, and we had an extra track this morning because it wouldn't connect in time. Anyway,
well, that's nice. Everyone probably enjoyed that more than the update.
Let's not waste what little time we do have left by waffling on about stuff like that. Markets fell back again yesterday. Not out of the woods at all. Are we really?
Not at all. US equities slumped to a three-week low, actually. This after Jerome Powell warned the economic risks on the virus are significant and tensions with China continuing to cause concerns right across markets. The S&P 500 briefly fell below the 2800 level. That's a level that has provided support over the course of the past month. The Fed chairman said the threat of lasting downturn can continue to get worse without additional government spending. He also said the Fed were not considering negative interest rates. Equities also dropped after a federal savings plan in the United States delayed moving funds into an index for Chinese stocks. President Trump has blamed China for the spread of COVID-19 and has been threatening retaliation, including stopping US investments into Chinese companies. S&P 500 closed down 1.75%, should set us up for a weaker start on the European bourses. Currently calling FTSE down 56 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 62 points. CAC 40 in Paris off 32 points.
And as we said yesterday, he seems to have turned his attention to Dr. Anthony Fauci now as well.
Yeah, there is a somewhat of a mismatch between the two in terms of the speed of the reopening of the economy. He's the infectious disease professional in the United States, Fauci, and of course he's been suggesting that slowly is the way to go, particularly in states that have been experiencing hotspots. But President Trump very keen to get the US economy up and running once again, particularly, of course, in an election year.
Now, last man down, holding on to the lifeboats, Rishi Sunak.
Yeah, it's a tough job for him at the moment. We heard yesterday Britain's economy shrunk by a record 5.8% in March. The coronavirus escalated, forcing the government to shut down much of the economy. Household consumption fell by the most since 2008 in the quarter. For Q1, GDP contracted by 2% from the last 3 months of 2019. That's the biggest drop since the depths of the financial crisis. And of course, official data points to much worse to come, given the lockdown only started in the UK on March the 23rd. Bank of England have been forecasting a 25% contraction in the second quarter, which would be the largest decline in three centuries. Two-year government bond yields sank to a record low of 0.045% on the update, reinforcing expectations that Bank of England will ramp up its asset purchase programme next month.
So the last time that happened, it was Queen Anne was on the throne, I believe.
Quite incredible how far the UK data goes back, and also gives you some indication about what dramatic environment we're currently living through. Although, given it's a medical crisis, it's a different type of recession this time around, so you could expect for activity to recover perhaps more quickly than certainly we saw during the financial crisis, or indeed from other recessions.
Okay, and very quickly, if we didn't notice, the travel industry is in turmoil.
Yeah, certain sectors are specifically vulnerable to the coronavirus. Top of that list is the travel operators. No surprise that European travel company TUI said it would cut thousands of jobs in an effort to reduce its cost base by 30%. The Anglo-German operator said turnover would decline significantly this year, with cost savings only partially compensating for the virus-induced downturn. TUI was forced to cancel holidays from mid-March as the virus spread rapidly around the world. Predictions are that travel will take years to recover back to the previous high. First half underlying loss came in €813 million. Since the crisis, TUI's balance sheet has been supported by a €1.8 billion German state-backed bridging loan. A loan TUI said they will need to repay by mid-2022.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 1.22 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.08. Going to get €1.13 for your British pound this morning.
So you said you're pretty busy today. Does that mean you're having a round of golf?
No, golf courses are open, and some people tell me it was somewhat packed out there. But I will be staying close to our clients, staying close to the markets, not wandering down to the first this morning.
Yeah, you won't even be able to wander onto the 19th because there's no bars open.
That's true, and that's the best part of golf anyway.
Really?
Well, the 19th.
It's all coming out now. Look, don't be late tomorrow, okay? Time is precious.
I know you need your exercise, so it probably helped you out. Got the endorphins flowing. It was probably good for you.
Don't know about that. I'm wheezing now. Right, talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Hang Potts and Barclays.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lyster has the top stories across the Riviera.
29 people have tested positive for the COVID-19 coronavirus in the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region in the past 24 hours, with the number of cases at its lowest in the PACA, according to figures from the regional health agency. The daily decline in the number of people being admitted to hospital continues, with 35 less in 24 hours, and the number of intensive care patients continues to drop, 156 compared to 169 patients the day before. Since February the 28th, 15,987 people have been diagnosed with coronavirus in the PACA region. 4,325 people have returned home. Meanwhile, the Monaco Scientific Centre has announced that due to new technology, they're now able to analyse nasal swabs, the PCR tests, for coronavirus carried out at the Princess Grace Hospital. At the beginning of the epidemic, the COVID-19 screening samples in the Principality were sent to Nice, Marseille or even Paris to be analysed, with delays of between 48 to 72 hours before obtaining results. With the new capacity at the Scientific Centre, it's reduced to just 24 hours. The new technology can process 30 samples simultaneously, making it possible to analyse nearly 90 samples in 24 hours. Staff at the Île Verde primary school in Valbonne have confirmed that pupils will have to wait until Monday before being able to return to class. The school was forced to delay welcoming pupils back this week due to a suspected case of COVID-19 amongst one of the staff last week, which after screening showed a positive result. The school complex has been fully disinfected and any possible contact cases have proved negative. The Mayor of Nice, Kristin Estrosi, has issued a third municipal decree to maintain the obligation to wear a mask in public spaces. The measure came into effect on Wednesday. It means that wearing a mask is obligatory when social distancing measures cannot be respected. Controls have begun, with offenders being subject to a €38 fine, and the measure is in place until June the 1st. Club Med 2 has arrived at La Seine in the Var. The sailboat will remain there at least until the end of the summer, as cruise ships' activities have been halted due to the coronavirus pandemic. Club Med 2 is considered to be the tallest five-mast in the world. In other news, after more than 3 years of legal procedures, farmer Cédric Herault has been dismissed from all prosecutions against him. Cédric Herault had been sentenced in August 2017 to a four-month suspended prison sentence by the Aix-en-Provence Court of Appeal for having helped some 200 migrants on the Italian border in the Alpes-Maritimes. In a press release published on Wednesday, the public prosecutor Xavier Bonhomme in Nice announced that a Swiss holding company has just paid 1.4 million euros in fines following an investigation dating back to 2014. The investigation was opened in Nice in 2014 for aggravated money laundering after the suspicious sale in 2008 of a luxury villa in Cap d'Antibes. The villa, officially bought for 36 million, had a real value of 128, with 92 million reportedly being paid by different offshore companies. An elderly lady has had a lucky escape after police intervened in Marseille on Tuesday. The woman was found walking along the motorway in front of oncoming traffic. Officers managed to halt all traffic and assist the woman to safety. Questioned by police, she was reportedly on her way to buy fruit and veg. The chances of survival for a pedestrian on a motorway is between 10 to 20 minutes. Finally, a national campaign has been launched in France, supported by celebrities, including the Michelin-starred chefs and the French Rugby Federation, to support our cheeses, our land and our producers. It was General Charles de Gaulle who remarked on the difficulty of controlling a country boasting 246 types of cheese. Now the French have been urged to eat more fromage to help save some of the nation's food heritage and stop thousands of gallons of milk and 2,000 tonnes of cheese from being destroyed.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
You won't be joining in.
No.
Not even a Babi Bell.
No, they're the worst. Yeah. All soggy and oof, plastic around.
I had a very nice bleak
it.
The other day with some nice sort of wholemeal crunchy toast.
Oh, is nice. That's not goat's cheese? Is it
no, it's cow's cheese. Very nice. Mm. Does get a bit strong after a few days.
You see, I wish I liked chèvre chaud because it looks really nice on a salad on the
toast.
Why
don't you try it?
No, I have. I don't like it. It's too strong. I can only... Mild cheddar is about as far as I'll take it.
What, do you want some alphabet spaghetti?
Oh, yes, I haven't had that for years on toast. I'm easily pleased. Cheap date.
Formula One reports say that Carlos Sainz is to replace Sebastian Vettel at Ferrari, with Daniel Ricciardo moving to McLaren from Renault. Talks to seal the two moves are said to be ongoing, but no final agreements have been reached. An announcement could come before the end of the week, with Sainz tempted by a move to a big team and McLaren keen to secure the services of Ricciardo after having chased him for some time. The signs are that Vettel may be left without a seat for next season, which could prompt him to retire at the tender age of 32.
Why not? If he can.
We could go and join Alonso in IndyCar. Football, the Spurs star Dele Alli has been held at knife point during a robbery. Reports say two men broke into the 24-year-old's North London home on Wednesday morning and punched and threatened him before making off with valuables, including jewellery and watches. The incident was captured on CCTV footage, which is now being examined by police. Mr. Alli said it had been a horrible experience, but that he was OK and thanked people for their supportive messages. Cricket. West Indies players are said to be very nervous about travelling to England for their summer tour. The chief executive of Cricket West Indies, Johnny Grave, says he thinks the tour can go ahead, but that players would not be forced to travel if they didn't want to. The England and Wales Cricket Board is exploring the use of biosecure venues and quarantining players ahead of the tour. Mr. Grave said it had to be safety first and foremost, and that the ECB would have to get UK government approval to be absolutely certain that biosecure cricket will work. And in golf, players from outside the United States will have to quarantine in America before being allowed to join the PGA Tour when it resumes next month. The decision was confirmed as the PGA Tour outlined its plans for a return to action. There's been no play on the circuit since the abandonment of the Players' Championship on the 12th of March.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
Four coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Alpes-Maritimes and the Var. The general situation is a depression 1,001 millibars over the Gulf of Lyon and a depression 1,002 millibars over Portugal. Winds are east-northeasterly, force 3 to 4, picking up to force 6. The sea is slight to moderate, becoming moderate. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,009 millibars. And the outlook for Friday, showery, force 3 to 5 southwesterly winds, slight to moderate seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are northeasterly, force 5 to 7. The sea is moderate to rough. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Course, 1,010 millibars. And the outlook for Friday, showery, force 4 to 6. Southwesterly winds, moderate seas and good visibility.
The Marine Weather Forecast brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Crafted by British boat builders since 1973. The best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Partially cloudy today, and some showers this afternoon. Moderate easterly winds. Top temperatures 21 to 23 degrees. Overnight lows 16 degrees on the coast, 14 degrees inland, with rain spreading across the region. Friday and the start of the weekend, rain clearing tomorrow morning. Mainly fine after that, with a few showers around inland. Highs of 20 to 22 degrees. Finally,
one of the world's oldest bottles of cognac is expected to fetch an eye-watering £160,000 at auction.
Sorry, what bag?
Cognac.
A bag of cognac?
Bottles
oh,
of
sorry,
cognac.
Sorry.
Bag of cognac. What are you like?
Well, you could get, you know, you get wine bags, don't you? You could get a cognac bag.
No, this is a bottle of cognac. It could sell for £160,000. Have you got that?
How much?
106. Are you listening? No. Turn the hearing aid up.
Pardon?
It's like
what?
Faulty tower.
I'm a bit distracted. There's a lot of emails coming in. There's some interesting choices for songs.
But I'm speaking.
Well, what's new? You're always speaking.
Can I have your full attention, please?
Yes. Sorry.
£160,000 at auction after a mystery family kept it hidden in a cellar for years. The 258-year-old French brandy dates back to 1762, which is the same year Catherine the Great became Empress of Russia. It's just one of three bottles in the world to have survived since then, with experts promising that the brandy has maintained its character and still tastes good. Well, you'd be a bit peeved, wouldn't you, if it didn't?
Pinky parley.
You splashed all of that out on that,
well,
and it
was
wasn't
1762,
very nice.
So.
The bottle has been untouched for generations and spent the past 140 years hidden in a mystery family cellar, complete with its original label. Meanwhile, closer to home...
Back on the rock.
On the rock, exactly, here in the Principality.
It's a ranch, not rock.
Philip Culazzo?
Who?
I hope I pronounced that right. Founder of L'Orangerie here in Monaco. Monaco's only distillery. You're probably familiar with it.
L'Orangerie?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes.
They've launched the only gin made in the Principality.
Oh.
It's described as a citrus explosion. It's fully sold out in its first run, and they're in the process of making more. It'll be ready by the end of the month. The 700-millilitre bottle, €42, adorned with a vintage art label of the rock, can be purchased at the Atelier on the Rue de la Turbie.
Gin's very in, isn't it, at the moment?
It is. That's on your way home, isn't it, Rue de la Turbie?
Not really.
Well, you could. You could make a detour. I'm sure you would for a nice bottle of gin.
Depends how much. No, it's worth really.
Right, go on then. You're just itching to get this out.
No, I'm just like, I'm going to play a record because we're a bit short of time.
Oh, sorry, so. Because I've been. Yeah.
No. God, dear.
Yap.
rabbit. Whoops, bunny, rabbit. Or words to that effect.